Time to jump into some NRL chat now. To do that, I'm joined by Matt Russell. Hello, Matt.
G'day, Matt. How are you going?
Very well. How are you?
Very well, mate. Into round seven we go. So the season is racing past. Some teams have already reached the quarterway mark of their minor premiership campaign. And teams like the Raiders, they're doing magnificently well. Teams like South Sydney, well, they've got some ground to catch up.
Yeah, it kicks off today, the Roosters and the Storm. The Storm just up and about again, right near the top of the table. How are you seeing this clash?
Well, the Storm have a remarkable record against the Roosters. They beat them all three times they played last year. They beat them in the semi-final narrowly to end the Roosters' season. So they seem to have the tricolours measure at this stage, but making life even more difficult for them is the fact that this Melbourne spine now has a few games under its belt back together again, the Pappenhausen, Hughes, Munster, Grant combination, and of most interest, big Nelson Aspas-Solomona called to the team for the first time this season, so he should add some thrust through the middle. And aside from all that, it's Melbourne's first game at the refurbished Allianz Stadium. They haven't played at that venue since it's had the makeover yet, so that'll be new to Melbourne, but it might not be a new result for the Roosters. They might have their work cut out again. I sort of lean the way of visitors, Melbourne over the Roosters.
Then we move on to the Dragons and the Warriors. The Dragons coming off a win last week, and the Warriors, some good news for them during the week with them landing James Fisher-Harris as well. Obviously not till next year.
Unbelievable. But unbelievable, because they were losing Adam Fanua-Blake, who's close to the world's best prop, to Cronulla. Adam wanted to come back to Australia for personal reasons. Lo and behold, they grabbed James Fisher-Harris, who is the world's best prop, I believe, out of Penrith. Still had 2 years to run on his deal, but he wants to go back to New Zealand for family/personal reasons. So that is a great signing for the Warriors. It's been described as up there with their best of all time, you know, along with getting Roger Tuivasa-Sheck out of the Roosters, you know, getting Stephen Price, their former captain, out of Australia, getting Greg Alexander way back when they first started. So there have been some great signings in Warriors history. This is one of them. And already they look like a premiership side on paper, the Warriors. So that's a big get for them next year going forward. The New Zealand test captain, the Kiwi international, the forward enforcer, the scary prospect through the middle. So a great news week for the Warriors, and now they want to celebrate with a win. They're off perhaps the best game of the season last year for the Warriors. That is that comeback golden point draw against Manly. They were getting beaten 16-0. They were down by 8 points with 3 minutes to go. Yet somehow they conjured a draw at full time, and then golden point couldn't split them. So if they maintain their form, they should come to Wollongong and do what they did last year, and that's win well. Dallin Watene Zalesniak scored 4 tries in that game. Mika Ravalawa couldn't stop him. I just feel that the Warriors are playing too good a footy for the Dragons, even though the Red V is off that win against the Tigers and at home. I still think the Warriors will be too good.
Then we move to the Eels and the Dolphins. The Dolphins seem to have got their season going despite a loss last week, and the Eels sitting at 3-3 as well. So a big game, this one.
Yeah, interesting teams, these two. We're still trying to work out exactly what they're going to be like this year. But right now, I read earlier on today that the Dolphins have 9 regular first graders out. The injury/suspension crunch has hit them hard. I just don't think even with Wayne Bennett's magic they can create an upset in Darwin. Also, Parramatta are a bit more used to playing in the humid conditions of Darwin at this time of the year. So I think if you roll all that in together, Parramatta off a win, much better off in terms of injuries, even though they're losing or without Mitch Moses and used to the conditions, I think the Eels should win relatively comfortably.
Then in the next game, we see the Panthers and the West Tigers. The West Tigers going down last week to the Dragons. The Panthers, we know how good they are. How are you seeing this one?
The Panthers will come back from a bye. Still not with Nathan Cleary, but certainly freshened up from that break. They were beaten by West Tigers. This game's in Bathurst. They were beaten by West Tigers in Bathurst last year, maybe the upset of the season. They won't be letting that happen again. I'm sure Penrith will be too good. They won't be resting on their laurels or taking things too easily against West Tigers. But Penrith should win, even without Nathan Cleary, and should win pretty well.
We then see the Titans and the Sea Eagles. It hasn't started well for the Gold Coast Titans. The Seals, they're going okay. They're sitting in eighth. Do you see the Titans finding their first win here, or will they still remain winless?
No, I don't. I know that it's getting closer, you'd think, with each loss. They're 0-5 to start the season, having played a bye already as well. And they were good last week against Canberra in Canberra. They went to Golden Point. I don't know how they stayed in the game. The statistics were horribly against them, but just grit and determination and will to get that first win helped them go to Golden Point, where they were beaten controversially very late. But they're playing a Manly side that is really humming early on this season. It's a real grudge match because Des Hasler is engaged in legal proceedings with Manly about the way that he was removed from their coaching role previously. So there's a fair bit of undercurrent here. Lots of storylines bubbling away beneath the surface, and not too many of them good. So is that a factor? Well, I think it's a factor in that Des would really like to win this game, and no doubt will get his men in position to think they can win. But it's a big ask at 0-5 to top Manly, who have been really impressive so far this season. Interestingly, Daly Cherry-Evans and Kieran Foran, they were together for 155 games at Manly, and they meet as opponents for only the fourth time. Just jumping back to that earlier game, Parramatta against the Dolphins, remarkable that Jesse Bromwich plays his 300th game as a starting prop. Now, he's already raised 300 games in the league, but this is his 300th as starting prop. No other man in the history of rugby league in Australia, Premiership Rugby League, has started 300 games at prop. He's the first. When you look at the list of top 10, there's some great names there. So well done, Jesse Bromwich. And yeah, later on the weekend, I'll look forward to seeing Daly Cherry-Evans against Kieran Foran there on the Gold Coast.
Then we'll see the Broncos and the Raiders. How are you seeing this one?
Match of the round status, this one, because the Broncos are off a win. So too Canberra, off a win. Canberra have started 4-2. Plenty of critics had them finishing with a wooden spoon this year. They thought it would be a tough year for Ricky Stewart. But this young, exciting back line behind a forward pack that has long been really strong is getting the job done. Yeah, this one is a tricky one to pick. Canberra went there and won last year. But given that it's Brisbane at Brisbane, I'd lean towards the Broncos. But boy, this should be a beauty on Saturday night. It's fitting that Saturday night lights time slot.
Then Bulldogs and the Knights. This really is a must win for both sides.
Yeah, 2-4, both of them. So, you know, you sit back and you think, okay, 2-4, it's not the end of the world. But 2-5 starts to look pretty grim. You know, there's a bit of ground to catch up just to get back on 500, to use American parlance, by mid-season. So this is a big game, and not only in terms of their wins and losses, but also in terms of just keeping the critics at bay. Newcastle staged that remarkable run last year, 10 straight wins. But if they start 2-5, all of a sudden the critics will start to be, hey, what's going on in Newcastle again? And so too for Canterbury, who have spent years rebuilding, and people think, okay, well, I'm going to be patient, but only for so long. So big game for both teams, and yeah, it should be a beauty. Sydney Olympic Park on Sunday afternoon, the early game, the 2 p.m. game. We've done away with the Sunday night slots now for a little while. Back to the 2 p.m. game on a Sunday afternoon.
And it'll be a ripping game to end the round, Sharks and Cowboys.
That's right. Sharks at home. Cowboys traditionally haven't done well in Sydney, let alone at Shark Park. Whereas Cronulla, after 6 rounds of the season, they're on top of the table. I'll lean the way of the Sharks. I want to see more out of the Cowboys yet. They are undeniably exciting. They're well-stocked with potential and talent and origin representative players. So I just want to see a bit more consistency both at home and away and through games before I fall totally in love with the Cowboys. On their day when they're humming, they're worth watching. Maybe the best team in the comp to watch, but I've got to do it a bit more regularly for mine. And at this stage, Craig Fitzgibbon at Cronulla wants consistency. I think he's well on track to getting that this season. I've started well. It'll be Shark Park from Sharkies at Shark Park for mine.
Looking forward to a big round of NRL. And how are you seeing the season so far? Good standard of NRL that we're seeing?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's a few controversial rules that are sort of starting to get plenty of discussion, like this disruptor ruling, whereby players in the air who aren't genuinely making an attempt to catch the ball but just disrupt the catcher, they're being penalised. But it's very subjective, and lots of arguments being made about, well, is he Is he really a disruptor, or was he making an effort for the ball? So that's an area of the game needs to sort of bed down a little bit better. Obstruction continues to bubble away as a consternation point. But overall, the standard of rugby league has been absolutely fantastic. We're seeing great attack, try scoring, close games. But the league detailed this week just how close the competition is, both in terms of average game margins, all the parameters. So, you know, while some other codes have their struggles, rugby league really is powering ahead as a game as a whole, with only a couple of little controversies, which also serve a purpose. They keep us talking about the game Monday through Thursday afternoon before the games kick in again.
Yeah, fantastic to hear. Looking forward to a big round of NRL, and no doubt we'll see it all on Fox League.
You will indeed. It starts tonight from Allianz Stadium, Roosters against the Storm, right through until Sunday night when we get, or Sunday afternoon when Cronulla are at home to North Queensland. Enjoy it all. Ad break free, whistle to whistle, stunning, high definition. No better place to be for your rugby league than Fox League.
Matt, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. Always great to chat, and we'll chat again next week.
Pleasure. Talk then.
Matt Russell joining me on the program. Great to have him.